In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Did you hear the words of St. Paul today? How he was addressing some of his people and asking them to look after the church, after the whole assembly of people better, not to have a chaotic state, but everything in accordance with the order which is in Jesus Christ. Who doesn't love Jesus Christ, he says, anathema. That means separation. Don't be with us if you are not with Jesus. Maranatha, which means let us receive Jesus who is coming. Come, Jesus, come and be with us. And the parable which we heard in the Gospel confirms just that, saying that there is only one stone of the building, the cornerstone, the foundation on which the whole building is standing. And that that cornerstone, that foundation, is Christ. Christ himself. But those who were building the building itself, the builders, they have rejected the stone, but that which was rejected by the builders became, he said, the foundation of the building. And that is marvelous in the eyes of God. It is a wonderful miracle which God performs. How often that parable which we just heard about the vineyard and about those who were working in the vineyard and those who were tenants, how they didn't want to pay their due to the owner, and when the owner sent his servants, they were persecuting them. They were killing them. And when he sent to them his own son, the heir of everything, they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him there, and so he remained outside. How often that parable is directly connected with us. Is not this church a vineyard of Christ? Is it not the actual kingdom of Christ which we have to build it here within these walls? And let us now look into our hearts, into our consciences. Were we always completely innocent in what Jesus said about the vineyard? Each one of us, in one way or another, is responsible for the vineyard. That means for the welfare of others, for the whole group, for the whole assembly. And this assembly is only a share of the whole assembly of God, which is the church throughout the world, not only in this world, but in heaven as well. We are going today to pray for some people who are departed. They have departed from this earth, but that doesn't mean that they cease to exist. They are now in the other world. And we, by our prayer for them, building up them into that same building, which is the kingdom of God, his church on earth and in heaven. So let us now look into our hearts and minds and in our conscience, each one of us. Were we not like those tenants who didn't even see the vineyard as their own, but were, like Jesus in another place of the gospel calls them, hirelings, who were not really proper and genuine, but considered themselves only as temporary in care and wanted to take it for themselves? Are we not sometimes thinking in terms of our own selfish care only? And the church becomes for us only a kind of a tool in order to please ourselves for whatever case or reason. Yes, we must confess, and we must, each one of us, that we were not always real, true, and genuine in our trying to build up the kingdom around us and ourselves in it. So there is always a way which we just have done in repentance before the Holy Communion, which, as I said, was not only for those who took the Holy Communion, but also for those who spiritually, being present at the liturgy, praying and sharing in spirit, also became part of it, because the liturgy is for everybody. And so in that repentance, let us build up everything. Let us repent even for those who are departed. Let us pray for them in that sense. Let us do what we do when we give something for them and on behalf of them and to them. And let us in that sense build them over there as well, so that our vineyard, our church, our gathering, our family becomes orderly and not chaotic, on the foundation of Christ and not on some sand, so that we are in him and he in us, and through him in the Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen.